Good evening, everybody. And if you all say good evening back, we can't hear you because I'm figuring out how to drive these conference call lines. And as all of you did hear, that when you want to speak, you hit star six. So that's how it is for this conference call line and pretty much 90% of every conference call that I've ever been on, including Zoom. But let's jump right on into things. I've got a couple things that I want to share up front. The early bird gets the worm, or the person on time gets the intel. You don't have to write these down, but it actually probably wouldn't hurt. Business buddies are coming next week. Tonight is what I call shakedown, so we will not be adding any more people to this session. Lots of folks in the last couple days, including today. So welcome the last minute. And otherwise, it's just too difficult to catch up. We've had people do it, but then they say, oh man, I want to do it all over again because I felt like I was rushed in those first few weeks. Because there's a lot of intel to digest. So one of the things I'm going to suggest when we get those business buddies assigned is, just as Marty says in the homework, write down every time you listen to it, the lesson, or you read it, write down something that's new, that kind of jumped off the page to you, or you were actually able to apply it. I can't wait to share with you, but it'll be in 2 weeks' time for memorizing the third part of the ICANN mantra. I was able to use that yesterday, and the response was just ginormous, in my opinion. So, may not be a big deal to other people, but I thought it was super cool. But in those daily applications of being able to write it down and make note of it, that's a really good idea to text that or send an email. You got to get it in print, though. That's the key. Get that to your business buddy. And just a short text, so, you know, listening to the lesson today, I realized this. Boom, send it off. Because when you put something in print, just like taking notes at a lecture or at a meeting or in a class, it's just something that repetition helps it stick. And then also another idea that popped into my head today is that we can do with the business buddy. Be ready to share the weekly memory verse. Oh, whoops, I'm sorry, we don't have memory verses, do we? Some of you are going like, what? No, that would be fun too, but no. It's not memory verse, but that part of the mantra. All of us should have part of the homework for lesson two is memorize the first part. Does anybody, and this was Gary's suggestion a few sessions ago, does anybody want to step out on a limb right now and recite the first part of the mantra? You have to hit star six so we can hear you.
Go ahead. My ICANN attitude is manifestation of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. My ICANN attitude and my results are inseparable. They follow one another like night follows day.
You know, Rita, I love the way you recited that because you put emphasis on keywords. And the last emphasis I heard was night follows day. And you obviously didn't have to cheat, right? I'm guessing. It's
well, I hope
to memory.
I know it now.
I hope so, too. And as I said last week, I am starting every single day before I roll out of bed. And today was a little harder. Because I got to do the 3 hour or 2 hours or so of sleep deprivation. You know, it's no fun getting woken up at 1 a.m. to go respond to a traffic accident. That's not even in our jurisdiction. We had two goofy calls like that today. I mean, it's like, what are you guys doing? Spread the love. Go bug the firefighters in those areas. We're not driving 30 miles up the interstate. That's their problem to deal with. Anyhow, it took me forever to fall back asleep, but what do I do when I'm laying in the bed? I just start going through that mantra all over again. So anyhow, those are two suggestions when you get your business buddy assigned. And then also, facilitators, will be, besides me, will be starting next week and then every other week thereafter. And I will text you individually. I'm going to text you, those of you who are going to be facilitating, as a group. I'm looking for a few good men and women who have done the course at least once, preferably twice before, that you kind of know how we flow and what comes. And this is not, you don't have to fill the line. You don't have to fill the, you know, 25 minutes. That's not your responsibility as a facilitator. It's simply to get people, get everybody who participates, and there's about 18 of us on the line, if I was counting the dings and the dongs, or the dings, I'm sorry, it's just the dings, as people are getting on. So it's basically making sure everybody has a turn and getting them to share, just like I put in my text today, a couple short, you know, a couple words or one short sentence. So I'm going to kick it off and share mine, and then we're just going to have some fun here. Four words for me. Going through and listening to this week's lesson, lesson two, do this day's work. That's it. That was my biggest takeaway of listening to the whole entire week, was do this day's work. Who wants to go next?
Vance, I'll go next because it goes along with yours. This is Elaine Noble.
Good evening, Elaine.
Two, thank you. It says, because each day you do the work, it can't be taken away from you.
Elaine, I want you to share, because you weren't able to jump on last week. Give just a 30 seconds or less, a little bit about yourself so people can connect a voice and a kind of an occupational background who Elaine Brewster is.
I'm a singer and a singing teacher, a mother of six, grandmother of 18, and we started, my husband and I started in NECAM 22 years ago. We got up to gold, and then he went and died on me, and he's the one who built a business, and I didn't know how to sustain it. So I quit and decided to join under someone else in NECAN that I thought would help me achieve my goals better. And so I'm, in essence, just starting out again and appreciate all of the support from everybody.
Thank you, Elaine. Who's next?
Hey, it's Gary from Portland, Maine. I'm new on the call. And just a quick background, education, human resources, insurance, and most recently at Trader Joe's. My three words from Marty are be in development. So here it is, the fall time. This is my first formal day in my first class of the fall semester.
Thank you, Gary.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Vance. This is Lucretia. I'll go next.
Go ahead.
What I got out of the lesson was shift the mind, meaning that take the critter brain and put that in the closet and believing in yourself that I can do this too.
That's good. Wonderful. Thank you, Lucretia.
And this is Ron, and mine kind of follows Lucretia's. Principles not bound by precedent. Yesterday does not dictate today or my future.
Excellent. And you're going to share Renee too, correct, Ron?
I am. So Renee, what she would have said last week was, my career background is one of being in the health food industry for over 40 years, with the focus of helping customers to take control of their health. When I was introduced, or when we were introduced to NECAN, it was a perfect fit. And she said, my goal for this go-around is to increase my understanding of what self-care means, not just physically, but mentally, and to become a sponsor that is duplicatable. And tonight she wanted to say, self-care means being in my right brain, which is very doable. Already I find myself better at responding and not reacting to what comes my way.
And for the record, both Renee and Sandra, Sandra Thornton, they're part of this group. However, every Tuesday night at this exact time, they have a prior commitment. Sandra has, I believe it's a women's Bible study, and Renee is hoping to make the, what is that called again, the Ladies Professional Bowlers Association? Did I say that right? I'm trying to...
Yeah, I think you did.
maybe not too high of an aspiration. But last week she told me she bowled a 175, so that's pretty good.
Yeah. So she raises her average, and if she doesn't get her average, then she's got to put a quarter in the piggy bank.
That's great. Thank you, Ron, so much.
You're welcome.
Hi, Nancy. It's Nancy.
Good evening, Nancy.
Hi, I'm just going to keep this short. I just want to say I've learned to keep learning each day and turn it into action and then grow from this.
Nice. Thank you.
Hi, Van.
Hi, Van.
Andy.
Go ahead, Sandra.
Okay. Kind of just follows the person before me. Focused action helps us outgrow fear. And I find that so true.
Oh, wow. Focused action helps us to outgrow fear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Excellent.
This is Andy.
Go ahead, Andy.
We must be willing to let these old concepts and habits go.
Okay. Nicely put.
Hey, this is Jeannie. Mine is learning is not doing.
I love it. Yeah, Jeannie, that's one of the greatest things that can hinder, especially in this industry, is when people say, well, I really want to learn a little bit more, you know, and fill in the blank. It could be how the products work, how the compensation plan works, you know, all this stuff. And you and I share the same sponsor who always adopted the philosophy of like, no, this is on-the-job training. And that's the way that, I mean, I got to do my very first Nikan meeting ever, having only watched Mom do it once. And then she made me do it the second time. We did two in-homes at the same home, back-to-back, one in the morning, then one in the afternoon. And she made me do it the afternoon. That was it. I got to see once. So, I mean, yeah.
Awesome.
But I'll sandwich this right on in here. I heard a quote a couple of days ago, and it was just a subliminal that Joel Osteen just kind of feathered it right on in there. And it's simply this: if my goal doesn't scare me, it's not big enough. And so we need to expand. So, Jeannie, thank you for that, because we can't say that, oh, I'm in my learning mode and I'm building my business. No. doesn't work that way.
No.
Hi, Vance. This is Auntie Ann.
Good evening, Ann.
When I was thinking about what I was going to say tonight in the car, I passed a big sign that said, look for people that raise you up. So I just wanted to add that you are one of those people. So thank you. What I got from this week's lesson is we can all do better. He prefaces it, Marvy prefaces it with, if we keep doing what we're doing, we'll be getting the same results. So we can all do better.
and we can all do better was constantly on my mind this week in everything I try to, whether it be weekend or just my daily activities.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Thank you, Ann.
Hi, Ben. This is Liz from Ohio.
Good evening, Liz.
Hi. What I got from it is repetition is the way we overcome unproductive old thoughts and patterns into a new way of thinking.
Mm-hmm. You know, that one, listening to it today, that one really, really jumped off the page for me as well. That concept of overcoming.
And I added a little bit more to it. It said, regardless who you are or where you're from, by applying yourself of what you accomplish might be small or might be big, but we will start somewhere and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's rough around the edges there, but that was the rest of the repetition of what I got from it.
Or another way of stating it is, Oswald Chambers says, God does not give us overcoming life. He
right.
gives us life as we overcome.
Yes. Regardless of how we start. Everybody don't start off big. Some start off small, but as long as you keep moving forward and trying to apply yourself, you'll keep moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Vernita Patton from Hayward, California. Liz, you were awesome. You were awesome, girl. You were awesome. Anyway, that's on the same page. Liz is branching out and growing, and I'm so proud of her. But that's on the same page as what I'm and what I got out of what Marty was saying. And I will share with the group. The brain can be rewired. We are not stuck we're not stuck in a way of thinking, or it's our genes, or it's hereditary. We wire limiting beliefs. Quantum law does work, law of attraction, using focus, concentration, repetition to rewire the brain. The brain is a computer. Knowledge is power, but knowledge about ourselves is self-empowerment. Thank you.
Thank you, Vanessa. And thank you for the cheerleading for Liz. That was, it got me excited.
Yes.
Hi, Vance. This is Karen. I'll go.
Good evening, Karen.
Our self-talk leads to new neural pathways, which leads to change. And we have a choice whether it's positive or negative.
Hmm. Yeah, that's... Wow. You know what I love? We're about three-quarters of the way through here. I'm just looking down my list. I'm making little dots. And nobody said ditto what so-and-so said. Because we're all listening to the same lesson. It's, 27? I can't remember how many minutes long. Or we're reading it. And we're all walking away with something completely different that really, really was profound or stuck out to us. And it's phenomenal. It's like going and seeing a movie with 50 people, and they're going to walk away with something. But usually there's a key theme to a movie. But there's so much. There's so much richness, I could use that terminology, in what each one of these lessons. So, and this makes it even more valuable when each of us shares.
Hi, Vance.
Go ahead. I think that's Suzanne, right?
One was Rita.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Rita.
Stay in a positive attitude. Repetition is the key. and make sure you've got the map, the right map when you're navigating.
Oh, that's so crucial.
Mm-hmm.
It's always fun standing outside of our fire station, especially in the summer months when tourists come from all over the world and say, well, I'm following Google Maps and it says I'm supposed to go this way. Like, no, you're about 4 hours off.
Mm-hmm.
Always a good idea to use the right map. So thank you, Rita.
Vanessa, Hattie Jane.
Good evening, Hattie Jane.
Hey. My takeaway is that the habit of forming screen stories in your head is what they'll say, he says, who says, feel, is totally counterproductive, and stop it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Hattie Jane.
Thank you.
This is Steve, Sandy, Utah.
Go ahead, Steve.
And it's proven time and time again that what went before has no power over what is possible, regardless of the evidence to the contrary.
Mm.
It can always change.
That's a good question. Excellent. Thank you.
Norma, Missouri. Quick.
Go ahead, Norma.
I kind of would have duplicated several of them, Jeannie and Liz is both, but so you said we didn't do it, so I'll try not to do exactly the same. Learning is not doing business, that's my weak spot, but learning doesn't help if it's not applied to action.
Hmm. Learning does not help if it's not applied to action. Yeah, that, and it's just, we have to take those steps. Otherwise, we become like the Dead Sea. Thank you, Norma.
Vance, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, Suzanne.
Okay. This is kind of an overarching thing that I know was brought up in the first recording, but it's brought through, and I just experienced it tonight. Marty talks about, if we don't share Nikan, it may be the only person that they'll never hear about it from someone else. And Dan shared with Judy on our call at 7:30 about this I Can and gave her enough information to share this with her. So this is just a reminder that I need to continue to do this, because you never know whose life you're going to impact. So it was just a great reminder of us reaching out and sharing.
Absolutely. Thank you, Suzanne. And Suzanne, just as a caveat, most of you have heard Suzanne's sister, Lori, share. 17 years that you just continued to be faithful to sharing. 17 years.
About 20.
Oh, sorry, I cut you three short.
Yeah.
Oh, and I, Suzanne, what's so neat about that is probably at least once a week I'm talking about the two of you. Maybe it's because I get to hang out with my brother most days, my older brother, and we have a great, great working relationship. And but I just think about where Lori's life is now compared to where it used to be when she was carrying an extra 100 pounds. And it's more than just that. Her whole demeanor, she's just different. She's different from the person that I first met years ago to who she is today. It's just incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I'm very grateful for everything that's happened to her.
All right, there's a few more that I've got on my list. Again, *6 on your phone line if you haven't shared yet.
Hi, it's Q Matt here. Suzanne Steele and her group tonight introduced me to your call, and so it's my first time on. So I didn't have the first lesson, so I can't comment on that. But I can tell you something that I used that was that helped me, and I have self-doubt in my ability and moving forward. It's something that my daughter, Julie, impressed upon me, and she just kept saying, "Mom, you have to remember, you are enough." So those simple words, I take them to remind me that I can do it, and I can share, and I can express myself, and I can move forward. So I remember, I am enough.
Amen and amen. Absolutely. And you said Suzanne invited you to be on the call?
Yes. Yes, she did.
Okay. Okay. Well, Suzanne, I'm going to give you an extra little homework assignment. Make sure that you get me the intel name, proper spelling, and cell number, or someone text me so I can make sure we get that, get everybody included. Because I will, in the next few days, assign business buddies, and they may change, they may shake down, but I'm looking at this list going, okay, I've connected with all the people that are here, and I'll tell you folks, for those of you that haven't ever worked with an accountability partner, it's a game changer. It is an absolute game changer, and it takes this whole ICANN program to a completely different level. When you utilize it, it's just like the homework. When you do the homework, when you put into it, that's exactly what you're going to get out of it. If you skimp and go, I think I'm going to, I wasn't able to only read or listen to the lesson once or twice this week. Well, you're not going to get as much out of it. It's the same exact thing. I had an experience, and I'm going to finish with this. Because I think we've gone through everybody. Yesterday, I got to participate. So today is the anniversary where the old Miss Leary's cow, the Great Chicago Fire, it was today, however many years ago. And I can't remember the statistics of how many people died, it was thousands upon thousands of people were homeless because this cow kicked over this lantern. And this kerosene lantern, it caught the barn on fire, and it just spread, literally like wildfire, no pun intended. Anyway, our little fire department, every year to commemorate this week, we do fire safety and go to all the elementary school classes. And yesterday, I got to go to the school where Addie, our youngest, is at, and I didn't tell her. When I dropped her off, I didn't lie. I just said, well, I'll see you in a bit, in referring to after school. And I tell you, the look on her face when her class came into the gymnasium and Chief and I were bantering back and forth, taking turns, just educating them on basic fire safety, wearing a helmet when on a bicycle, wearing a seatbelt in their car, wearing a life jacket. She later shared with Stacy, my wife, that she said, I've never been more excited about having a daddy who's a firefighter. And, for me, I couldn't have done that with what I'm learning through ICANN. Because there are so many times where I just keep thinking, I've been doing this for how many years now? I think it's time to give it up. But to see the look on her face and the interaction, she literally came up and sat on the stage next to me the whole 15-20 minutes while I was talking. And I used her as an example several times. But what I learned today, what was interesting, is that a lot of people, or not a lot, but several of her classmates don't believe that she's adopted. They don't believe that her mommy and daddy are Caucasian. They just never didn't know. Until yesterday. So it was such an opportunity to step out there. I'm not afraid of speaking in public. I'm not afraid of speaking to kids, nonetheless. But Keith and I didn't rehearse anything. We just went for it. And six different classes, I lost count now. But so much fun. And when you go through and do this course, there's going to be stretching time that you're going to have opportunities to step way out of the boat and do things that you never thought possible before. And those stretching exercises, that's where it gets to be the most amount of fun. So, on that note, and I apologize if I cut somebody off, if you know of one of the other participants that wasn't able to get on the call, please reach out to them and remind them. I don't know how else to do it besides sending a text and whatnot, but I'm going to connect. One of the things I'm going to do differently this session is for those people who aren't on the call, I will send you, if you're not able to get on the call live, I will send you, hey, we missed you, quick text, as well as the instructions on how to listen to the playback. Because I think you miss a lot when you miss a Tuesday night with everybody sharing. So, all right, folks, we are at 33 minutes past the hour, and next week one of you will be facilitating, and I simply get to have fun and listen. And again, just as a reminder, when it becomes your turn to facilitate, and some of you are panicking right now, going, oh, I hope he doesn't ask me. When it becomes your time, don't feel like you have to prepare a sermon, okay? That's not what this is. It's simply keep the ball rolling, listen, and enjoy the process of pulling the best out of everybody that's part of this program. All right? Okay, I think that's it.